NITASA acknowledges the health risks of smoking, but fears the economic impact of the Tobacco Control Bill. With public hearings now concluded, the bill proposes stricter regulations. The Alliance warns that if enacted, it could harm over 6 million informal traders who depend on tobacco sales for their livelihoods. This is a tough question. Rashida Miller, president of NITASA, is online. Rashida, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Shafiq, it's great to be on your airwaves again.
Now, this is a tough question because I did loathe and detest smoking with a passion because it affects the health of people surrounding them.
No.
So it's a difficult question, isn't it, if a lot of people's livelihoods depend upon tobacco sales? I suppose they should try and start to do the same with bottle stores, and then we'll see what happens. But nonetheless, this is the status quo we're dealing with right now.
That NITASA acknowledges the dangers of smoking. But then we need to look at cigarettes are a legal product. It's not an illegal product. However, the board will place the informal trader under severe pressure, because it would almost criminalize the informal traders selling cigarettes as a livelihood. Now, you know that the informal traders serve the communities, and they are at the lower end of the market. They do not have fancy and formalized shelving that they operate from. So they operate from the corner, the taxi rank, everywhere in the community. And, you know, they basically carry it maybe in a front load or on their table. And that will not be allowed. So acknowledging that they'll have to put it under the table and have to indicate, I'm selling cigarettes, come and buy from me. So why must we be criminalized for selling a product that is absolutely legal? So our statement at the last public hearing was that government has not done enough consultative processes with the informal sector. They have admitted that they will take it back to the portfolio committee, and also tomorrow I will be part of the MEDLAC final meeting as well, before our report comes in from MEDLAC. We labour the community, which is represented by myself as NITASA, and then also BUSA, big business. So we all, and government, of course, Department of Health, etc. So we are all doing a finalized report that will go into the portfolio committee meeting for a consideration of what was said over the last month on all the
Rashida, what fascinates me is that you're saying legal. Legal, however, in this context, does not necessarily equal moral. I mean, alcohol is legal. And a lot of people, even people who are in the non-Muslim sector, will agree that alcohol, yeah, it's legal, but morally it's reprehensible. It's basically marketing addiction. You know, we might as well have cocaine shops or, tuck shops or something like that. So I'm sure you'll appreciate that this comes from a very difficult space. Surely it would be easy to legislate for informal traders, and we don't want to do them out of business. They can just perhaps have a special demarcated bag. They can put the cigarettes into the bag and close the bag and keep it under their table or something. It's as simple as that. Or is the law being an ass here?
shukran for your proposal, Shafiq. I would bring it to the table. I'll bring that to the table. But I'd really like to tell you something. We do not sell alcohol. None of the informal traders are allowed to sell alcohol in the open and in markets. It is in all our constitutions and code of conduct. But you're so correct. Alcohol leads to alcohol syndrome, baby. It leads to, it was raised at this meeting, that alcohol causes rape to young girls, because alcohol intoxicates a person and is not by full senses. So why the emphasis on tobacco and not on the alcohol, the drugs, and the illicit cigarettes? We extend our hand to government to eradicate illegal cigarettes. Because where is the income? Where is the taxes going to?
Rashida, legal cigarettes, that's another universe, that's another interview, because the government loses billions of rands in taxes on illegal cigarettes. But Rashida, unfortunately, we have to leave it there. Rashida Amala, president of NITASA, good luck with the portfolio subcommittee and all the flying around you're doing. May it lead to a happy ending.
We will continue fight for the economic livelihoods based on the unemployment, and government just cannot give us jobs.
Absolutely.